I won't keep you waiting in suspense. According to Metal, the Tongass produces 25% of all salmon swimming in the northeastern Pacific Ocean. Although Metal generated detailed charts and graphs showing the value of fish landed around the state, the breakdown of species that are being caught, and their relative values, this was the number that landed. 25% of all salmon in this part of the world are wild stocks produced in the thousands of streams and rivers of Southeast Alaska. He's been studying this question since 2010.
We manage habitat. The Forest Service manages habitat. Fish and Game manages your populations, but this is fish and game numbers. Okay, and they're doing a darn good job of getting the numbers. By law, they have to get accurate numbers to set their management goals. Okay, their escapement goals. They need the numbers. They need to know what's coming from the transboundary rivers, the Tachihini, the Taku, the Stikine. They need to know what are the contributions from these rivers. And I need to know what they are so I can tease them out. Those aren't Tongass fish. And that includes the fish sweeping by from Oregon 1, Washington. Their own hatcheries.
Metal has targeted his work exclusively on wild salmon. Southeast's 19 hatcheries produce millions of salmon, especially chum, but he doesn't count these as Tongass fish. And of the most valuable fish in Southeast, king salmon, only 5% were produced in the forest. The species pulling most of the statistical weight is pink salmon. Metal says 95% of all pink salmon in the region are wild. This is why the Forest Service has put more of its energy lately into
restoration. We want to make sure every fish can get up every crossing. And we do have some larger restoration projects going around the forest. Relatively small because in terms of scope of the forest, because our systems are fairly intact. And we have to be very careful of where we're putting the public dollar with our project works.
Metal told the chamber that the Forest Service was willing to prioritize and plan restoration projects, but the agency was reluctant to ask the public to spend money on actual restoration, preferring instead to approach partners like Trout Unlimited for funding. This prompted some pushback from the audience.
You damaged it, you fix it.
This is salmon troller Eric Jordan. He suggested that the need for restoration was the result of logging directed by the Forest Service.
Yes, we did do a lot.
Right,
of impact.
And so my position is that Forest Service is part of our government. The public should be helping restore it. Or actually, my personal position is they should restore it as quickly as possible, and we should make a huge investment in it because, I mean, the figures you have here and the figures I read, it's $1 billion a year industry in Southeast Alaska.
Metal responded that Southeast's staggering fish production, even with some compromised habitat, created a bureaucratic dilemma. Most of the Forest Service's restoration funding was targeted at Region 6, the Pacific Northwest, where some salmon runs are listed as threatened or endangered. Nevertheless, he was excited about the projects that had been done so far, like the Harris River on Prince of Wales Island, which showed improved runs almost immediately. What other creature reflects how well we treat the land? He asked. It's salmon. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.